Ron Smith is like the Renaissance man. He's more than Braveheart. He carried the voice of people's feelings and love to the network and around us. And every day of your life, you had a chance to listen to him. Some things he said will turn up in your life, and you go, I heard that somewhere. And someone will say, I think Ron Smith said that. You know, it's something in life that it never repeats itself, but it's a thing in life that people can appreciate because, you know, I mean, he was the Braveheart of the airways. He said things that made sense. He had his opinion. He let you have your opinion. But he knew when to cut you off because he didn't want to make it political. And he was like a standby guy. I mean, you know, anybody could get on. He had no favors. What's his restaurant that he...
The Oregon Grill.
I know one thing. The Oregon Grill is going to miss him.
Yeah.
Ants, your voice sound and your name sounds familiar. Had you called the show?
Yes, I've called. My son went to school with Ward Smith at Hampton Sydney, the all-boys school.
Sure.
And Ward Smith, I saw him play. Saw him play golf. Was his father and son. But Ward Smith, when he took the field with lacrosse, he was a player. And his size, he was a gladiator. I mean, it's his son Ward. They call him Wardo.
Yeah.
He was a warrior, and he gets it from his father.
And he's a terrific young man. I know I've met him a couple of times.
He is. Not enough words are going to describe character, you know. And he's that kind of person. He met my daughter about 8 years ago at the driving range, and he called her over and says, "Now look, you're putting too much into the backswing, you know." And how nice was that, you know? And
all right, final question, very quickly. How do you think Ron's going to be remembered?
He would be remembered as the guy next door. He would be known as Mr. Smith. You know, goes to radio and makes what 30 years of it. You know, I mean, who enjoyed going to work. I know they changed his routine and around, but like that. But he was a radio man. You know, the whole idea of people should appreciate radio more now than ever because it connects you with the dots.